After last season ended too early, McDonald Lady Mac softball entered the postseason with something to prove.
Welcome back, McDonald Lady Mac softball in a regional final. Caleb Swenson, Chris Mollico with you. WOGO Sports live on Max TV. It's the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers, the visitors, the number four seed here at Casper Park against your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Mac.
That relationship is so strong, the pitcher-catcher relationship, and in knowing what's going on with each other. And, you know, right there's a prime example.
Three pitches and the K for Katie Ruff as Kazemba, a swing and a miss, a foul tip, and then right down Bridge Street, caught looking in the first strikeout. Shows bunt. They're going to send Heffler. Throw is in time, but safe, sliding under the tag is Heffler.
Beautiful slide on there.
Kazemba again working quickly, slapping right up over the top of the bag at first.
Yep.
Kendall Heffler's rounding
and
third.
She's coming in
to score, and McDonald leads 1-0 as Morgan Wirtz drives in the first run of the game. One and two, and Katie Ruff strikes her out right down Bridge Street there. Caught her looking.
Pitch.
Dealing in another swinging strike, got her. Katie Ruff, her fourth strikeout in five batters faced. Ruff deals high and got her to swing and miss. Another strikeout, the fifth of this regional final for Katie Ruff. Five and a swinging strike again. Got her to chase it, and Bauer goes down swinging. We'll go back to the top of the order. Pulls it back. Ruff deals. Swinging strike three. Sending down the side in order, Katie Ruff. Casper Park and Chippewa Falls.
Nice,
sending
solid
one
hit
right through the gap between first and second.
Bring
on her
to
way
third.
To third is Brazina, and a single for Becca Beyer. Morgan Wirtz will slap one right through first and second. That's going to bring in Brazina. Rounding third and heading home is Beyer, and two are in for McDonald. 3-0 the Lady Mavs.
Just like I said, all it takes is a base hit and brings two a run.
Morgan Wirtz now with three RBI. First baseman, the junior, back up at the plate, batting from the right. Runner at first. And driving one out to left field. It's a
long
run, and it's gone! Home run for Aubrey Dorn! A two-run shot, and it's 5-0 McDonald.
Beautiful.
5-0 McDonald, top of the fourth, swinging strike, and the eighth of the evening for Katie Ruff, trying to help their cause down 5-0 here in the regional final. Showing bunt, runner goes, and the tag is down, out, Potter! Morgan Wirtz, Josie Witkowski covering the base.
Beautiful throw from Morgan. There
strike
you go,
three, got her looking, and that ends the inning. Nine Ks through four, the McDonald Jr. Katie Ruff. 5-0 McDonald, bottom of the fourth. Becca Beyer drives one past short. That's going to score one, and two coming around as Becca Beyer, a two RBI single, and McDonald leads 7-0. Katie Ruff with nine strikeouts. Dealing and a swinging strike three in the 10th goes down of the evening for Katie Ruff. Throw to second, caught stealing. Yes, Morgan Wirtz catches another base runner in the act of theft. And that's two away. And a swinging strike. Another one bites the dust. 12 strikeouts for Katie Ruff. Annie Bodie, the latest victim. And the count on Wales. Wales will drive one to center. Becca Beyer running up to it. Makes the catch. Ends the inning. Got one and two. Brazina's going to pop one over the third baseman's glove. And Brazina's on board again. And she's rounding first and heading for second with a stand-up double. And Beyer slaps one to the grass in center field. That'll score Brazina, and Becca Beyer will hold up at first, but her third RBI of the game, the senior, swinging a hot bat.
They're so strong up there.
And there's Witkowski, drives one to left.
Nice!
Hits the grass, two are in, and a stand-up double for Josie Witkowski, drives in two. Atta girl, Josie.
She was due. She
make
needed
it 10-0, and that will end the game.
Yep.
As McDonald will run rule Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran and your McDonald Lady Macs are regional champs. Congratulations.
Two games in, and the journey toward Madison continues. Next up, a sectional semifinal bout with the Blue Jays of Athens. This is McDonald Lady Macs playoff softball on WOGO Sports.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Welcome back to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Mollico with you for this sectional semifinal matchup pitting the Athens Blue Jays, the number two seed in this section, against your number one seed in McDonald Central Lady Macs. Athens 15-7 on the year. They are 8-0 out of the Merriwood North, and they're coming off a very impressive win in that regional final. But you know what? These Macs are regional champs as well, Chris, and they blanked Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 10-0 in six innings, ended that game early.
They did, and they came out solid, and they played their game. The goal is to always get off early and get some runs early, and that's what they did. And Katie came in clutch, and she did what she needed to do with those strikeouts.
11 strikeouts in six innings in that game. I mean, she had at least two strikeouts in every inning, and really just a dominant performance in the circle.
Right field, number four. She did, and she was confident, and I see that again tonight. I see that with all the girls. They're confident, they're calm, they're coming in knowing what they need to do, that they're behind Katie and have the defense, and they're ready to get going with this game.
The battery for Athens, pitcher and catcher, two sisters, two sophomores. They don't look like sophomores. They're impressive. But you mentioned, too, I mean, you and your sister got to do the same thing.
We did. And it's bittersweet. I see this, and it, you know, like you were saying, we had a lot of the practice time at home. We spent a lot of times, and that's, you know, getting to know each other. I talk about the importance of Katie and Morgan, and it's just getting to know each other with them. With the Athens girls, it's, you know, having a little bit of up on that because they're able to have a little bit of extra time when they're at home.
Absolutely. Athens is clad in royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, and white numerals, white lettering, and white accents on the shirts. Black piping as well. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms with the white numerals and the gold piping and the jet black pants. complemented by the Royal Blue Sox. We'll get the starting lineup here for the McDonald Max in just a moment. And again, similar batting lineup. In fact, same batting order that we saw last time out, I believe. So.
Yep, it's been their solid batting order all season. So it's you don't mess with what's worked.
Yeah, you start with Kendall Heffler. She's the left fielder, number three, the sophomore, but she's going to bat first. Becca Beyer, the senior center fielder, number 10, batting second. Morgan Wirtz, the junior catcher, number 33, in the three slot. Josie Witkowski, cleanup, senior, number 12, the shortstop. At fifth, Aubrey Dorn, the junior, number 24, first baseman. She hit a two-run moonshot to left field in that 10-0 win over Eau Claire Manual Lutheran. Katie Ruff is in the circle. The junior, number 20, the pitcher, is batting sixth. Caroline Kugel, the DP, number 7, batting seventh, a sophomore. Keegan Winger, a freshman, number 8. Number 14, the third baseman. Abby Brasina, the junior, batting ninth. Number 6, the second baseman. Kylie Jensen, the junior, number 2, plays right field, also the flex player. And oftentimes we see Ona Hazelton, one of the seniors on this team, coming in as a pinch runner as well.
Yep, and that's her contribution, and that's what she's able to do real well. She's able to run bases very well, and that's what you need when you have those catchers and pitchers out there.
Let's play some softball here again. WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you, and Val Knobloch running the Max TV live stream, as we're always honored to partner our audio with Max TV. And looking forward to one of these teams moving on to a very quick layover in a Thursday afternoon and evening sectional final for the right to go to state, but you've got a big hurdle to climb here.
Let's get through this game first.
Again, the starting lineups just were introduced. Rick Beyer, head coach for McDonald, and Craig Diedrich, head coach of the Athens Blue Jays. And good to have you with us here. We'll go radio on Max TV.
Let's play ball.
Here we go.
McDonald now 17-6 on the season. Looking for win number 18 here. Morgan Wirtz behind the plate. Katie Ruff will stride to the circle, the junior. Addison Levicka, the junior third baseman, number 7, the leadoff batter for the Athens Blue Jays, will come out shortly. Again for McDonald, Beyer in center, Kylie Jensen right field, Heffler in left field. Ruff and Wirtz the battery, Dorn plays first, Abby Brasina at second, Josie Witkowski at short, and Keegan Winger, the freshman, at third.
And they look ready. They look calm. They're ready to go, and they're ready to do what they need to do. So it'll be a great night for some softball.
A lot of athletes on both of these teams. And you love seeing that when you can say, hey, there's players on each of these groups that have been to state or to sectional finals in one or two other sports already this school year.
Absolutely. And it talks and speaks volumes about them as athletes and, you know, as teams and that type. So it's great to see and fun to watch.
And Addison Levicka, the junior third baseman, is the leadoff hitter. And, I mean, we've mentioned this again. You can see on the live stream. There's just some good size to these young ladies. I mean, they look the part of great athletes, as Coach Beyer said they were.
Absolutely. Very tall.
Levicka will bat from the right. Katie Ruff in the circle. Strides and fires and a swing and a miss, and we are underway. Good to have you with us. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. Quickly ahead, 0-1 in the count.
And that's important.
Katie Ruff. Swing and a miss, strike two.
You know, the importance of coming out strong like this and showing, you know, her hand, basically, and what she can do is very important for her.
Rough pitch three, and Cotter looking strikeout number one.
Great job, Katie.
Giselle Hartwig.
That'll bring up Giselle Hartwig, another junior. Number 5, the shortstop. So we are just underway with one gone in the top of the first here from Casper Park. Three pitch strikeout showing bunt, and another strike. Four pitches, four strikes for Katie Ruff, number 20, the junior.
Athens definitely are not, these athletes are not afraid to bunt, and so I think we'll see that a lot.
Harwig swings nice away strike. And misses. Five pitches, five strikes for Katie Ruff, 0-2 the count. He's working quickly here. Hartwig, another long strike zone because she's also quite tall. Ruff, a there. Swing and a miss. Two yes. Ks in a row for the McDonald Jr.
Great job. So important to come out this strong.
Ellie Garkey, one of two seniors for Coach Craig Diedrich in Athens. Number two, the center fielder. Also a right-handed batter. Katie Ruff.
There you go.
Seven pitches, seven strikes to start the game. And two outs.
We talked about that important deals relationship low. Between the pitcher and catcher. And Morgan's moving her around a little bit to just keep it mixed up.
Out of eight pitches, just one ball. The first one there a little bit low. 1-1 the count. Ellie Garkey, the senior. Try to be patient here. Two outs, top of the first. Dealing a foul tip right back into the fence. And Ruff ahead in the count, 1-2.
And Katie is really patient in that circle. You know, she knows what she needs to do, and she's finding her stride.
Ruff whirls and deals a little bit high. 2-2 the count evened up. Caleb Swenson, Chris Mollico with you from beautiful, kind of windswept Casper Park. Not going to complain about that because we've got to be close to 90 degrees.
I was going to say, let's not complain about that because it feels good.
A there! Swinging strike three, K-ing the side,
great
Katie
start.
Ruff.
Great
and we
start.
We are back right after this. McDonald, three up, three down, all on strikeout victims. Back in 60 seconds.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Caleb Swenson, Chris Mollico with you. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Bottom of the first in Casper Park in a sectional semifinal. Katie Ruff goes 1-2-3 with strikeouts, Chris, to start the game. And you can't start any better than that. And, I mean, what did she throw, 10 pitches?
Yep, she came out solid and came out showing them why we're here.
Now, on the other side, we'll have the sophomore sisters, Danica Diethelm, number 13, the pitcher, and Abby Diethelm, number 21, the sophomore. Kendall Heffler is the leadoff hitter for McDonald. Now, Kendall, in that last game, the regional final win, was 1-for-3 with a single, a base on balls, a steal, and two runs scored. That's what she does. She gets on base, and she gets around.
And I think that's the important thing is getting her on base because getting her, she gets moved around. We can move her around, no problem, and she's got the speed, so.
Heffler bats from the right. Diethelm, first offering, and Heffler will let it go by for a strike. 0-1 the count. Bottom of the first, no score. Early going in this one from beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Diethelm offers again. High
nice
and slapped right inside second base. A hard throw to second and a board with a single leadoff Kendall Heffler.
And the center fielder came fast up on that. So that was, you know, good for her. Her defense was good.
I mean, with Kendall's speed, you have to respect the fact that Kendall might take a wide turnaround first. And
yep.
Becca Beyer, the senior, a lone lefty in this lineup for McDonald, will show bunt and then pull it back. Kendall looking to steal. Now, Becca in that last game, 3-of-4, one strikeout, had three runs batted in and two runs scored. After that initial strikeout, she settled in and had three straight singles.
And sometimes it does take a little bit to settle in, you know, but she was ready. In the dugout, she was saying how she's ready to do this.
Slapping one right toward first, and it gets by the second baseman, and Heffler is safe, and safe at first is Becca Beyer.
That was a little confusing there. She was, Kendall got a little confused as to where it was going, so that was, glad it went through.
Right, because Kendall did hesitate just a moment there.
Yeah, she did.
And I believe you would score that as a single, not an error.
Yes.
I don't think the second baseman really had a good chance to get to
no,
that.
No, I don't think so.
Hard hit ball, as you'd expect from Becca Beyer. Speaking of hard hitting, Morgan Wirtz is coming up. Wirtz, the right-handed batter, will watch one go by for a strike. Runners on first and second. No one out here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 the count.
A solid base hit. It's going to bring them around, especially Kendall with her speed.
Wirtz will stand in. Morgan lets one go by. Kendall again taking a big lead there off second. Morgan Wirtz in that last game. We'll get you her stats in a moment here. 2 of 3 with a base on balls and 3 runs batted in. 1-1 the count. Detelm to Detelm, the battery here for Athens. The Blue Jays. Sophomore to sophomore. And a high pass gets by Detelm, the catcher, and that's going to advance the runners to second and third.
Yep, and putting them in a great position on second and third. You know, base hit.
Should score two.
You know, and Athens, I think, is feeling a little bit of nerves, too. They just need to settle in. And, you know, I'm okay with seeing that for our girls. But
2 on the count. Runners on second and third. Detelm offers and slapped right to
short.
To first in time, but a run scores. And a
that
run batted
RBI
in for Morgan
Wirtz. Way important right now.
Now batting the shortstop, number 12, Josie Witkowski.
Josie Witkowski comes up. So Wirtz put out 6-3. But a run batted in. One down for McDonald. Becca Byers on third. Josie Witkowski, the senior shortstop, number 12, batting from the right. She'll watch a strike go by on pitch one from Detelm. Witkowski scuffled a little bit in that game. 3 straight strikeouts in the regional final, but then how about that booming double to end the game?
She just hung in there and brought in those runs. And
she'll hold back on another strike, so quickly ahead in the count, 0-2 is Detelm. Again, Josie, I mean, it's just such a phenomenal last at-bat there from Josie Witkowski. Looking for an RBI early in this game here. Detelm offers, popped up high. The catcher, Detelm's going to run for it instead of the pitcher. Detelm drops it, and safe at first is going to be Josie Witkowski.
Example of why you always, no matter what, run through.
Aubrey Dorn.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you'd score that E1.
Yes.
And so Witkowski on first, runners on first and third, and guess who's coming up?
Ms.
Little
Aubrey.
Pop in her bat, Aubrey Dorn. And the 2-run shot, the junior first baseman, number 24.
And how great that it was on her birthday.
That was just a fantastic moment. Detelm throws high. The throw not in time for second. It's not even going to reach the base, and taking second quite easily that time is Witkowski.
On those type, when you've got a first and third situation, a lot of times they'll do that as they'll either back to the pitcher right away or they'll pull somebody up and kind of hoping to get the person on third base to run.
So runners on second and third. Nice. Aubrey Dorn's going to swat one out to right center field. Long run caught.
But tagging
up. Byers going to run to home and score and sliding into third as well. 2-0 McDonald. Aubrey Dorn with a sacrifice fly. And Katie Ruff coming up. 2-0 McDonald. That one caught out there, I believe, by the right fielder.
Correct.
And a strike one. Again, Detelm's been firing first pitch strikes.
Well, I think Coach said it that she's not necessarily a strikeout pitcher, but more so a hittable pitcher, which is good because then that gives you the defense a chance.
Swinging strike two on Katie Ruff. I want to give credit. Selena Ellenbecker, one of the 2 seniors for Athens, is the one who made that catch out in right field. Again, you know Athens sports too, that Ellen Becker name pops up a lot. 2-0 McDonald. Two outs, 0-2 the count. Katie Ruff trying to help her cause, and a swing to strike three.
And that's three outs.
And that will end the inning, but McDonald does some damage early. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Max Softball on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. After one complete, McDonald leads 2-0, Chris, and that's exactly with a pitcher who's as hot as Katie Ruff is right now, giving her run support early.
Yep,
it's
that's
critical.
a position you want to be in. And so just for clarification, I just saw on Facebook that the pitcher and catcher are cousins.
Cousins, all right.
Not sisters, so.
Apologies to the Diethelm family. We've got it right now. Thank you for fact-checking me. Cousins still can hang out a lot.
You bet.
Batting from the left and
Kendall
swatting it out to left, shallow left center.
Yeah.
Rounding first with a big turn is Sophia Coker, the junior, and she's going to have a single to lead off. And Selena Ellenbecker, we mentioned her, one of the two seniors, the right fielder, will be up next. That would have been a long, long run, even with Kendall Heffler's speed, as that one just kind of flared out into shallow left and died. And
yeah, and the wind's kind of funny out here. It's kind of doing some circles. Athens is showing bunt again.
High pitch. 2-0 McDonald, top of the second. Katie Ruff struck out the side in the first inning. Now Sophia Coker, the junior second baseman, is on board. And Selena Ellenbecker, the senior, up to bat. Showing bunt. 1-0 the count. Pulls it back. Morgan Wirtz showing the snap throw to first just to show she can if needed.
Yep, showing that, you know, she's not afraid to throw it, and she's not.
2-0 the count as Ellenbecker steps back in. A bunt popped up, and McDonald catches! Oh, my goodness, Keegan Winger!
Oh, yeah! Beautiful catch on that.
Good heavens, Keegan laid out for that right in front of home plate about 6 feet out and caught the pop-up bunt, and that's going to be one away. Goodness gracious, Keegan.
Great catch, Keegan.
The freshman. That's one away with one still on first. Tip down the left field baseline, and Coach Diedrich trying to avoid that one as Keegan Winger has Casper Park dirt all over the sides of her jet black pants.
Love seeing that.
So a runner on first, one away. 0-1 the count. Katie Ruff working against a left-handed batter. And a swing and a miss. We neglected to mention Sophia Coker, who's the only runner aboard, was also batting from the left. So got a little versatility in this lineup here for Athens. Dealing and looking for a called strike,
yeah,
but not getting it there. I thought Katie got that.
I was going to say it looked good. So 1-2.
Still 2-0 McDonald, runner on first, one away. Sydney Coker at the plate. Watches one go by, and again, Katie Ruff looking for the call and not getting it. Playing with the edges a little bit here, 2-2.
Yeah, but that's what she does good. She plays, you know, playing with those edges sometimes is what catches them sleeping. So
Ruff deals again, swinging, strike three, the fourth strikeout, and Sydney Coker the latest victim.
Now batting number eight, Jenna Hanschke.
Jenna Hanschke, number eight, the junior DH, will come up.
I believe.
DP, excuse me.
DH and, for the pitcher.
That would be Diethelm, one of the Diethelm cousins. We get that right. Firing one in for a strike, Katie Ruff. Again, runner on first, two away here in the top of the second. Katie Ruff looks, wheels, deals, a little bit low. One and one the count.
Yeah, the ump definitely is not liking some of those lower calls. So
you just have to adjust to it.
Yep.
Based on what they're going to give you.
Yep.
So one and one the count.
Nice.
A swinging strike, two. No doubt there. Jenna Hanschke now behind 1-2 in the count. McDonald hoping to strand Sophia Coker on first base. Whirling, dealing, swinging, strike three, and two more go down as Katie Ruff with five strikeouts through two. McDonald preserves a 2-0 advantage. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald's Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Softball in a sectional semi here on WOGO Sports, live on Max TV on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Over in Stevens Point, Mark Halverson has the call as the Lady Cards trying to knock off Spash and move on to a sectional final. 2-0 the score in that one, hearing that update. And looking forward to hopefully more runs being put on the board for our Lady Cards and our Lady Max.
You know, we were in my side hustle, I guess you could say, taking pictures. I just was dying to get a picture of Keegan making that, and Brandon from the Chippewa Herald got it, so I was excited that he actually got that.
Always on top of it.
Beautiful.
Caroline and Kugel, the sophomore DP number 7. Talented young player here from McDonald.
Yep.
Watches a ball go by on pitch one from D-Town. D-Town goes high, and a good eye there from Kiera. And again, in that last game, for McDonald, Kiera, again, had a little ups and downs, but she's been hitting the ball so well, 303 on the season. You just love having her in this lineup.
I do, and actually, for JV, she was one of my leads. You know, like I said, she was one of my leaders and everything at the start of the season. I was able to count on her with coming in for JV and taking that leadership role, so it definitely helped the rest of the JV team.
3-0 the count. Caroline and Kugel, the sophomore waiting. Watches one go by and
she
dropped. Take your base.
She takes it with grace.
Caroline and Kugel. A reach. A base on balls. That one didn't hit her,
nope.
Did it?
Yeah, right. It actually did hit her.
It did. Okay,
yep,
I was going to say. I missed that. All right, hit by pitch.
Yep.
Caroline and Kugel at first. And Keegan Winger, the hero defensively in that last inning. The freshman third baseman, number 14, will step in.
She's not cleaning herself off at all. She's wearing that dust and dirt with pride.
Well, that's a badge of honor after a play like that. The sophomore on first, the freshman up to bat and tipping it back into the fence. 0-2 the count on Keegan Winger. Keegan 0-for-3 in the regional final. Working against a sophomore in Diethelm here. No one out, one on. Diethelm deals.
Nice.
And
solid
swatted
right
past
the
shortstop. That's a good hard single for Keegan Winger, and that's going to advance. Here, Line and Kugel the second.
Now batting the second baseman, number six.
And again, that feels good for Keegan, not only the play she made defensively, but just getting the young players' confidence up too. As again, 0-for-3 in that regional final, but you know she can play.
She can, and she's one of our freshmen that plays consistently, and so she's definitely talented and get a solid hit to bring Kiara around to second.
Ivy Brezina showing box. She'll drop it down beautifully right in front of the base and almost speed it out to first, but still advances the runners to second and third. Exactly what you needed to do, Abby Brezina. First out of the inning, but now Winger and Lyman could go on second Kendall, and third.
Heffler. And back up on top with Kendall.
Kendall Heffler back up. Back to the top of the lineup. 2-0 McDonald, one out. Runners in scoring position. Going a little bit high is Diethelm.
Kendall being patient on that one.
Kendall Heffler, the right-handed batter. Diethelm offers low. So 2-0 the count. Again, runners on second and third. McDonald leading 2-0.
Kendall being patient there. Up at the plate, waiting for her pitch.
From the circle again, whirling and dealing a little bit high, and it gets away from the catcher. And Carolina Kuhl is coming in, and she's safe at the plate! Oh, Diethelm to Diethelm, just a bit late as Carolina Kuhl, a beautiful slide, and it's 3-0 McDonald. So Kiera will score. That's 3-0 the max. The umpire will dust off home plate. Now runner on third. And Heffler up 3-0 in the count. We'll let one go by for a strike. And Winger still over there at third base.
Yep, base hit will bring her around, so that's all we need from Kendall.
The sophomore speedster standing in on the right side. Diethelm delivers low and taking your base. Kendall Heffler, runners on the corners now with one out and one run in. So Kendall Heffler has reached twice, scored once so far. And Becca Beyer, the senior, single in the first and scored. The officials are conferencing about something here.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened out there. I think everything was fine, so no questions as to what was happening out there.
Well, we don't see any indication here, so again, just making sure everything's right. And again, we appreciate our umpires, too, just from that WIAA read before, too. If we don't have people giving their time to be officials, we don't have sports. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here today. One out. Runners at first and third. Diethelm, the sophomore, with Becca Beyer, the senior. The lefty for McDonald. Showing bunt. She'll pull it back. A snap throw back to the pitcher as Kendall Heffler will take second. It's almost a foregone conclusion that Kendall's going to steal a base.
Exactly. If she doesn't, it's something's up if she doesn't. So she's got such great speed.
So now two in scoring position with a good knock here from Becca Beyer. Watches one go by low, 1-1 now the count. Diethelm, the sophomore, number 13, has faced a lot of McDonald batters here in the first 1 1/3 innings.
And they just need to be patient at the plate there. Find their pitch.
Becca waits, lets another one go by low, and she's ahead in the count 2-1. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. We'll go sports on Max TV. Val Knobloch running the McDonald live stream. Check it out on Facebook and McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or link to it via the sports page at WOGO.com. Becca Beyer letting that bat rest on her left shoulder. Waits and will swat one into the backstop. Count even at 2-2. Runners at second and third, one away. McDonald leading 3-0. Scored two in the first, one so far here in the second.
And just one out, so still able to do some damage here.
The buyer, the senior. Waits and swings away and struck out there. Becca Byer on a good pitch from Deedham.
Morgan Wirtz.
That's the second out of the inning, but now Morgan Wirtz with two outs will come up with two in scoring position on second and third. Drove in a run on a ground out in the first. Morgan Wirtz trying to do some more damage here in the second.
And even on that out, she brought in a run at least. I think it was one, if not two. So
looks like it's one if I haven't tallied correctly. And Aubrey Dorn brought in the other on a sack fly.
There you go.
All right, Morgan.
1-0 the count. Morgan Wirtz, the junior, facing Diethelm, the sophomore. Runners on second and third. Diethelm delivers wide.
Nice change up on that one from Diethelm.
I thought it was wide. Apparently my eye is not as good. So 1-1. Wirtz will stride back in, batting from the right. Couple long early innings for the sophomore Diethelm. Danica Diethelm, the sophomore pitcher. Low that time and in the dirt.
And that can be hard. You know, you get tired in there, and so.
Keep ahead, kid. Keep ahead. Here we go.
2-1 the count. Two away, 3-0 McDonald. One run in so far here in the Lady Max bottom of the second from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Danica Diethelm deals again high.
Oh.
And stumbled a little bit there.
You know, depending on the pitcher and how they end their stride, you know, you could definitely get some holes there. So a lot of times you'll see the players filling them in between innings.
A lot of green out there. Can't go find some.
3-1. Morgan Wirtz at the plate for the Lady Max. Diethelm the pitch and missed. And loading up the bases on a walk, Morgan Wirtz with Josie Witkowski coming to the plate. And Josie Witkowski reached on an error and then stole second base in the first. Let's see what she's got up her sleeves this time. One of the two seniors on this McDonald, three seniors, excuse me, on this McDonald roster.
Number five,
Anna Hazelton is going in to run for Morgan.
Anna Hazelton, number five, the senior, the pinch runner. At first, bases are loaded, two away. Josie Witkowski looking back to the crowd with a little grin here. 3-0 McDonald. Diethelm deals low.
And it takes a little pressure off with having those runs up early. It takes a little bit of that pressure off so you can relax a little bit. You know, not a lot, but just enough to take that edge off.
Just wait for your pitch. Witkowski bats from the right. The senior waits and high, and a run may come in to score, and it's thrown away from the pitcher. Now another one is coming in and sliding in hard to score again. McDonald pulls in two runs on another wild pitch.
And of course, Kendall had to come in sliding head first.
She did indeed. I was looking up for a second. I said, who is that? And then, of course, it was Kendall. And so that will leave, I believe, just Anna Hazelton at third as it's 5-0 McDonald. So Heffler scored, and right in front of her
was Keegan.
Was Keegan Winger. So three runs in for McDonald. Here in their half of the second, and Josie Witkowski still has an opportunity here with a runner in scoring position. Second wild pitch we've seen. Three runs have been scored on wild pitches. Diethelm low, and so now we've got a 3-0 count for Josie Witkowski to work with here. On deck, Aubrey Dorn. There's a brief conference in the circle for Athens and their defense. They found themselves in a little bit of a hole early here. Diethelm again delivers low in the dirt and taking her base. Josie Witkowski, a very patient at bat, and two straight walks now issued by Danica Diethelm. And so Aubrey Dorn, that sack fly, run scoring in the first.
Athens coming back to the circle for a conference.
5-0 our score, two away in the second. McDonald leads here at home in the sectional semifinal. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molica with you. I mean, and again, as someone who coaches pitchers too, what are you saying to your pitcher right now too? Is, again, a youngster, talented, absolutely, but she's been rocked a little bit here, and you can see the control getting away just a bit on some of those walks and wild pitches.
Yep, and I think part of it too is just relax. I mean, she knows she can pitch, you know, finding her stride, finding her game back again, and knowing that her defense is behind her. You know, and then also talking with the catch to, you know, that the brick wall, being that brick wall back there.
Meanwhile, Aubrey Dorn is looking to do some damage. A hard hit fly to right field that scored a run in the first inning. Katie Ruff is on deck. Danica Diethelm, the sophomore, has walked three this inning and actually hit another with a pitch as well here at Line at Kugel. 5-0 McDonald. Two away here in the second. Aubrey Dorn bats from the right. Diethelm deals. The runner goes to second. The
and
throw
she's
is high and stealing home. And McDonald puts another run across. Now, would you call that a double steal? Or is that just heads-up base running?
No, it's just smart base running because she saw the throw going actually all the way to second. So Rick right away then was sending her from that one.
So that will advance. Runner to second with Dorn. Up in the count, 2-0. So Witkowski is at second. Diethelm deals high, but a swing and a miss.
On that one.
Chased that one a little bit, but Witkowski says, thank you very much, I'll take third. And that was Ona Hazelton who just came in to score, correct?
Yep. Yep, she was running.
Ona, rather,
for,
Hazelton.
Yep, she was running for Morgan.
And
nice,
Aubrey Dorn
Aubrey.
Will swap one to left. Long run, and it's going to hit the fence, and Aubrey Dorn will get a stand-up run scoring double for McDonald. Josie Witkowski in to score. And Katie Ruff in. Five runs plated so far for McDonald. Still an out to play with here as Katie Ruff struck out in the first. They've come around and Ruff facing low and in the dirt. For Danica Diethelm, the sophomore. Seven-zero McDonald, two away, 1-0 the count. Katie Ruff waits. Good eye there, 1-1.
Pitch on the outside.
Excuse me, 2-0. Aubrey Dorn, again, you mentioned the wind's a little bit different here. I wondered if that one was going to clear the fence if it had just a little bit more on it.
Well, it hit the top, so it was just a little bit more. I think it would have been gone.
A high pitch. And Abby Diethelm showing off her athleticism, pulling that one in. So Dorn is at second after that stand-up double. Katie Ruff batting from the right side. Ahead in the count, 3-0 here against Danica Diethelm, her counterpart. Diethelm deals and fires one in there for a strike as Ruff waited on it.
Well, and Katie 3-1. Was watching on that one, being patient, you know. So
again, you got to see with what you've seen so far this inning, got to give her that pitch and
yep.
make her throw a strike.
Exactly.
Ruff again waiting. Diethelm deals, swinging strike two, and the count is now full.
It's full count, yep.
Aubrey Dorn waiting for her fellow junior to send her home. 7-0 McDonald.
Katie just needs to be patient up there, and if it's there, take a nice swing at it.
Diethelm in the circle whirls, and
she was
gives
great
her a
watching.
Base.
Yep.
Good eye there from Katie Ruff, and another walk issued. And Kira Leinenkugel, as McDonald has batted around here, Leinenkugel hit by a pitch, scored a run.
Yep, she started us off, so. Olivia Wolf is in running for Katie.
Running, number 13, Olivia Wolf.
Olivia Wolf now at first base, as you mentioned. 7-0 McDonald, two away, Kira Leinenkugel. looking to do some more damage from the plate again this inning.
And it shows their patience and, you know, being able to just watch and wait for their pitch to come in.
Aubrey Dorn is at second. Wolf is at first. Two aboard, two away. Low on the first pitch to Kiera Leinenkugel. The count. Danica Diethelm, the sophomore, delivers high. And Leinenkugel again showing just a lot of plate discipline.
Yep. She's very solid behind the plate and waiting for her pitch.
2-0. Diethelm, the pitch, low and skipping over that one, making it a 3-0 count. Kiera Leinenkugel. Trying to avoid getting hit by pitch twice in this inning.
Yep. Well, and she wants to hit the ball. You know, that's why they're up there. They don't want to be hit. They want to be able to hit the ball and go and show what their skills.
And the fourth pitch is wide, and Leinenkugel aboard again. Another walk issued. And now Keegan Winger will get another opportunity here in the second. To be the 11th McDonald batter this inning. As we mentioned, Keegan still wearing the dirty, dust-stained pants.
The pride.
As she'll swat one to short. Yep. Good throw to nice first. Will end the inning. But the damage done, McDonald plates five here in the second. They lead 7-0 going into the third. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit chippewamanor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit chippewamanor.com today.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max sectional semifinal softball. We'll go sports on Max TV. And up to bat first for the Athens Blue Jays and taking a strike on a foul tip, I believe, was number 21, Abby Diethelm. Her first time up, the sophomore catcher. And she'll watch another strike go by. And Katie Ruff, it's been a while since she's been out there in the circle as 11 batters came to the plate for McDonald, but not missing a beat so far. Katie up 0-2 in the count. High, 1-2 on the third pitch. Diethelm again, one of these impressive-looking athletes for Athens. Katie Ruff has handled her business in their circle so far. A tipped ball over the left side of the fence.
That one went out, for sure.
Paige Westaby, the junior, bats ninth, number one, the left fielder. And she is up next. One base runner so far allowed by... And a swinging strike three for Diethelm, the sixth K of the game. For Katie Ruff. So Westby, the left fielder, the junior. We'll stride up to the plate now. Again, just one base runner allowed, one stranded there. And Katie Ruff ready to work once again. Westaby is left fielder and bats left. Shows bunt there. And
Keegan was coming in strong after that one. And that's how she was able to catch that one that went earlier.
We mentioned Kendall Heffler's speed, but Keegan Winger saying, I've got some wheels too, coming over here from third. Showing bunt again, and a strike whistled in there from Katie Ruff.
Oh, yeah, she does.
7-0 McDonald, one away here, top of the third, sectional semifinal in Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. Showing bunt and missing, and another strike. Because I think Coach Craig Diedrich in Athens, they just want to get base runners here and try to manufacture a run or two to get a little confidence offensively.
You know, and that's what they've been able to do. So, and there's another K.
Cotter looking. Paige Westaby goes down. It's almost if you stop to talk about anything other than each pitch from Katie Ruff, you're going to miss another strikeout. She has seven through three innings, and we've still got one out left. Back to the top of the order with Addison Levicka, the junior third baseman. She struck out in the top of the first. Levicka bats from the right. 7-0 McDonald, two away, top of the third. Levicka showing bunt. Is that a strike? Mm-hmm. Levicka steps out, and as a pitcher, Chris, when you know they're bunting, how do you make it difficult for them? I mean, it seemed that time we saw Katie offer pretty high, and Levicka, even with her height, was just not able to.
You know, and even when you're bunting and trying to get that ball down for high, so trying to avoid that or bring it in, even like a change up. Umps are talking here if that was actually a strike on that.
So the appeal to first there too, the officials conferencing. And it is a strike. So 0 on the count, 7-0 McDonald, top of the third, two away for Katie Ruff. Katie looking for her eighth strikeout victim in nine batters. Ten batters face, excuse me. And she'll go a little bit low here in the dirt. 1-1 the count. Ruff, the junior, has been absolutely electric in the last two games.
You know, because before the game started, she was just calm, you know. Actually took a picture of her sitting at the dugout door, looking out at the field, and just her calmness. You could see that she was ready. She was ready to play this game, and she was ready to do what she needed to do.
Deals again, swatted past third and short, and that's going to be a single for Addison Levicka. She hung in tough there in that at-bat. And second base runner aboard.
The shortstop, number five, Giselle Hartwig.
And that will bring up Giselle Hartwig, second base runner aboard for the game for the Athens Blue Jays. But that's what they're trying to do, is get someone on board and then see if they can move her around. Hartwig struck out in the first. Again, we're at the top of the order. Bats in the number two position. Hartwig, the junior, number five, shortstop. Bats from the right. Two away and a pop fly in foul territory.
Kendall tried for that one, but was close, but just wasn't close enough.
Donald one out away from heading to their half of the third. Leading 7-0 as Katie Ruff will hit the ball back, and Hartwig steps in with a runner on first and two gone. Pop over to Winger, and she will drive one to first base.
Nice.
Great
grab by Aubrey.
By Aubrey Dorn, and 6-3 the putout, and three are away. We head to the bottom half of the third. McDonald leading 7-0 back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health. Dr. Led, specializing in you.
Well, we had a little bit of a
hiccup
here as we went to break, so they did not
call
Hartwig out at first, and now she's back up.
I'm really not sure what the call was on this.
Levicka's still at first, and a couple foul tips. So I'm not sure what the call was, because they didn't call her safe at first, nor did they...
No, and honestly, I'm not real sure. I'll have to check with that when we do go back on break.
So still two out, one and two the count, one in the dirt, and that's going to send Addison Levicka to second, and she will not take third, as scooping it up is Morgan Wirtz. So now a runner in scoring position, advancing on a wild pitch there. And two away here. But Hartwig now with a runner in scoring position. Katie Ruff.
Dribbler
right back to Ruff. She's going to have to work quickly. Flips to first, and the 1-3 put out. And now we're headed to break with McDonald's still blanking Athens. 7-0 back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yeah, not sure yet.
Welcome back. McDonald Lady Mac softball sectional semifinal here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. 7-0 McDonald. Bottom half of the third coming up. And again, we're still trying to get an explanation, but you said it. Katie Ruff was
called for an illegal pitch. Yep. You know, they've been calling for that for most of the game here, and I think trying to get into Katie's head. But so they called it, but... the outcome was the same. So
Katie's the one who made the put out there. And again, kind of a slow dribbler along the first baseline. And she had to hustle a little bit to get that and scoop it to Aubrey Dorn.
Yep, she did. But she did her job and got it there. And
Abby Brezina will take one low in the dirt from Diethelm. And we'll see if she's had a chance to settle down a bit. Brezina ground out in the first. Diethelm offers really high that time, sailing over the head of Abby Diethelm. So Brezina quickly ahead in the count, 2-0. And then control was a bit of an issue for sophomore Danica Diethelm in that second inning. Brezina just needing to hold tight here.
There you go.
Now a strike in there for Diethelm, and she rides the ship a little bit here in this at-bat. 2-1 the count. Diethelm offers again a swinging strike, too.
That one. And it was in there, two and so two. It was a solid swing.
And if you're just joining us, the cousins, Danica and Abby Diethelm, the battery of pitcher and catcher here for Coach Craig Diedrich in Athens. And a swinging strike three, third strikeout of the game for Danica Diethelm, as she'll get the first out.
I said nice, didn't mean nice. It was, I'm so used to saying it for Katie. No, but now we're at the top with Kendall.
So Brezina goes down on strikes, and Kendall Heffler is batting for the third time in as many innings. She scored two runs, single and a base on balls. Low and in the dirt, Diethelm. 7-0 McDonald. Bottom of the third. One away.
Catcher Deed Helm is doing a really good job. She's been a solid wall back there. Only a couple pass, you know, pitches have gone past her. So,
but on those two pitches that got past her, three runs did score.
Yep. It's a costly.
Kendall
it's a
Heffler
tough position, too.
Watches another one miss from Deed Helm, 2-0 the count. Again, both pitchers need to adjust to this strike zone the way the game is being called, as it seems like they're not going to let them paint the edges. You've got to.
No, they kind of want them right up the middle.
Oh! And driving right to third. Good catch there by the third baseman, Addison Levicka. That's a sharply hit ball from Kendall Heffler.
Becca, fire.
But a line out to the third baseman for the second out of the inning, and Becca Beyer will bat for the third time in as many innings with two away.
And those are often the hits that why we wear the masks, the protective masks. Because that was a solid hit.
It was, and a nice job there by Levicka at third. Able to go low into a crouch and take away what would have been a base hit for Kendall, and depending on if it got Byron Karam, oddly, could have even been a couple. Becca Beyer. Let a ball go by. She singled and scored in the first, struck out in the second. McDonald has scored in each of the first two innings, two in the first, five in the second. Try not to be blanked here by Danica Deedhelm in the third. Deedhelm deals and popped back into the fence. He's spinning right in front of us. Becca Beyer, 1-2 the count. Senior for McDonald. Strides back in the lefty. They do a little more damage here in the third. Needhelm delivers, and did Becca go? She did not.
Nope, she held back on that.
So 2-2 the count. Good play discipline from Becca Beyer. 2-2, a two away.
You know, Needhelm Becca's had to be, she had to be tough. She has those
going
two
right
big
over
brothers.
Her head. Yeah, she did.
Those two big brothers of hers, you know, so she had to be tough. She grew up tough and fending for herself there.
And she did not flinch when that one whistled right over her
batting
helmet.
No, she did not.
Something tells me that having big brothers maybe helps with that as well.
I think probably so.
The count is full for Becca Beyer with two away. The senior will nice swat one right past the pitcher over second base.
Nice
a diving stop, but still safe at first. Becca Beyer, nice play that time by Sophia Coker, the second baseman. Otherwise,
it would have been, yeah, for sure through.
So again, showing that athleticism, but Morgan Wirtz up again. She's batting for the third time. Becca Beyer now 2-for-3 with two singles. Morgan Wirtz, a sacrifice ground out in the first and a base on balls in the second. Two away, runner at first. Deedhelm misses on the first. Josie Witkowski on deck for McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Val Knobloch running that live stream.
Showing a bunt, Morgan.
Shows bunt, pulls it back. The throw to second, not in time. And diving head first, sliding into the bag. Becca Beyer takes second on the steal. Now a runner in scoring position for Morgan Wirtz,
you know,
junior catcher.
I was going to say a base hit, but, you know, Athens' defense has been pretty good where they're kind of limiting them for a base hit to come around from second to score.
We talked about this before the game that maybe they're used to balls put in play and they defend well.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Wirtz watches one low, 2-1 the count. Beyer trots back to second. Bottom of the third here from Casper Park in Chippewa. Mike waving rather briskly out in left field.
It gets a little stagnant over here a little bit.
I know.
It gets warm.
We could use a little bit. Deedhelm delivers low in the dirt.
Becca got a really big jump, you know. And that's what she needs to do because that second baseman isn't always coming over. So she just needs to get a big jump on that second base there.
3-1 for Wirtz. Two away. Deedhelm adjusts that face mask and strides back into the circle. The sophomore delivers and got a strike in there to make the count full.
Nice changeup pitch on that one.
Now 3-2.
Morgan's patient.
Morgan Wirtz steps back in. The two away and a full count, runner on second. Donald trying to put one across here in the third. Morgan Wirtz will swat one out to deep right field.
It's a long run, and it's caught
at the wall. Nicely done by Selena Ellenbecker. A loud out to end the inning for McDonald. It's still 7-0 as we move to the fourth. This is Lady Mac Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it altogether? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Welcome back, Lady Mac Softball, WOGO Sports Live on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molica. We are through three here in Chippewa Falls and looking forward to seeing what Katie Ruff does every time she steps into the circle.
Yep, again, she's still looking confident, still, you know, how many we got? Three.
Seven strikeouts through three innings. 11 sent down on strikes in her regional final win.
A bunt showing right away. And I think that with showing the bunt by Athens, you know, I think they're trying to mess Katie up and, you know, make her lose her concentration. But she's proven time and time again that she doesn't have to worry about that.
Ella Garkey, the senior, 2-0 the count. Garkey, the center fielder, struck out in the first. Again, here we are, the fourth or second at bat. Just kind of shows what Katie Ruff has been doing. She does miss on the third pitch, so 3-0 the count. Ella Garkey, a patient at bat so far. 7-0 McDonald here in the top of the fourth. High and taking her base on four pitches. Ella Garkey is aboard on balls. First walk issued by Katie Ruff. Sophia Coker, one of just two hits allowed in this game by Katie Ruff. Coker, the junior second baseman, a lefty, had a single in the second.
Another left-handed batter.
She's going to show bunt, pull it back, swing nice. Away, and a strike. Run around first, 0-1 the count.
No, she was kind of slow walking back to first base. One of these times, Morgan's just going to whip it down that line and hopefully get him out.
Sophia Coker steps in, swings away, swings and misses again, and quickly ahead 0-2 is Katie Ruff. No one out, runner on first, top of the fourth. McDonald leads 7-0 over on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and live streaming audio logo.com. Mark Halverson on the call, Chai High and Spash. Trying to catch her looking, but missing a little low there was Katie Ruff, 2-1. 1-2, excuse me. One for one is Sophia Coker, her second at bat.
Nice.
She will pop one up high
and
that
out.
Will just get over the fence. One and two. Coker will walk back into the box. Katie Ruff, a little bit low, and a snap
nice.
Throw to first, Wirtz. To Dorn, and Dorn is just going to make sure that runner stays there as Garkey had to dive headfirst back into the bag. That one was a little closer than you might otherwise think.
Like I said, I knew Morgan was waiting just for the opportunity. So
2-2, the pitch,
nice.
And a call, strike three.
There you go, Katie.
The eighth strikeout of the game for Katie Ruff. And Sophia Coker goes down looking for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Selena Ellenbecker. She's made a couple nice plays in right field, including a phenomenal running catch there to end the inning for McDonald in the third.
Well, and as you said, she's a very talented athlete.
multiple sport athlete.
And a wild pitch in the dirt, and that is going to send runner to second. Allegarki will advance into scoring position. Only the second time, I believe, that a runner has gotten past first base today for Katie Ruff.
Yep.
So Selena Allenbecker, the senior right fielder, popped out to Keegan Winger, third. Phenomenal play in the second. High pitch, 2-0 the count.
We got the one out, Katie's pitching, still pitching strong, and that's what they need her to do.
Rolling and dealing a little bit low that time, 3-0 the count.
Ump definitely is not going for the low pitches, that's for sure.
Again, different game, a lot of those calls you might get, but you deal with the hand that you're dealt here. Showing bunt.
Oh, that looks good.
Man. Well, again, our vantage point isn't right behind home plate, but that's another base on balls, and Allenbecker will take first. So one away, two on board, first and second. And Sydney Coker, who struck out in the second, up to bat. Coker, the junior, watches a high pitch for ball one.
You know, and for a lot of these, this is just the second time up to bat, so.
And there's, you know, again, maybe still trying to feel out Katie Ruff and see what they can get. Two walks issued here by Katie Ruff. Garkey is at second on a pitch in the dirt. Ruff whistles one in there for a strike. 1-1 against Sydney Coker. Sophia Coker struck out already this inning. Garkey and Allenbecker aboard at first and second. With one away, 7-0 McDonald. And a loud foul tip far over that.
Far over that, but not so far over the heads over there.
Yeah. We've got a good crowd on hand here today, too, which, again, makes it more of a heads-up situation with some of these foul tips. 1-2 the count for Katie Ruff. Ruff deals, popped up to third, and Winger's got it. Throws to first, and got her.
Beautiful throw.
Double play to end the inning.
Yep. So she let off the base too far, didn't go back in time, and that's Keegan was smart on that. And
how about got Keegan back. Winger doubling up Athens to end the inning, the greatest threat stymied. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Well, let's just take a little second to appreciate Keegan Winger here, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika. Again, I'll admit I was a little slow on the call as Keegan again has made some great plays defensively from third, but that time catching the pop-up and then just snapping the throw to first. Aubrey Dorn hanging on the bag, and Allenbecker, great athlete, but she was slow getting back.
It's just playing heads-up ball. It's playing heads-up ball knowing, you know, knowing what the situation was, and she fired it right at first at Aubrey and was able to get the double play. So,
and how about helping your pitcher out with some defense, too? And, you know, the biggest threat runners on first and second, only one out, and they're saying, we've got your back, Katie.
Yep, absolutely.
Josie Witkowski, first batter up for McDonald. Bats from the right, and she's going to drive one into left field. Hits the grass. Witkowski rounding first. And again, good work there by the left fielder, Paige Westaby, to keep it to a single, but a loud single for Josie Witkowski here to start the fourth.
You know, that's got to feel good. She's got to have confidence coming in, because the game on Tuesday, she, you know, struggled a little bit until the last inning. And so it's got to be confidence building for her.
Aubrey Dorn, the junior, Sacrifice fly in the first, a double in the second. Bats from the right with no one out. Diedhelm delivers and a pop into the back fence for Aubrey Dorn. Runner on first, no one out. McDonough leads 7-0. Winner moves on to a sectional final that will be played at Athens on Thursday evening. Danica Diedhelm, the sophomore, from the circle, delivers, and Aubrey Dorn's going to swat one out to left. It's going, it's deep, and it hits the fence. And, man, that was, again, we're just waiting, and they're going to call it, it bounces over, call it a ground rule double, correct?
Yep.
But
yep.
We're just waiting, again, from our vantage point here. It looks like it's carrying and just died just before the fence. But the second double for Aubrey Dorn, how about her hot bat?
She is on fire.
So Witkowski advances to third. I mean, I think you and I are both just waiting for Aubrey to knock another one out of here.
I almost thought that was it, you know? The cameraman's over there, too, so almost got pegged on that one.
Katie Ruff, and she's going to pop one up to shallow left field, coming up and catch is Westaby. But Witkowski tags and will score in an RBI sack fly for Miss Katie Ruff. So the fly out to seven scores run. There we go. We've been looking for that.
I know. We were talking about it. Well, there it is.
Here, Lyndon Kugel. That was just the first out of the inning. And Lyndon Kugel, who's just been so patient, took a base on balls, hit by pitch, scored a run. Now with the lead 8-0 McDonald. Witkowski scored that run. And Dorn on second. And a low pitch in the dirt. And Aubrey Dorn is going to just jog over to third base on that wild pitch. So now any knock here by Caroline and Kugel should plate the ninth run for McDonald.
And again, I can't talk enough about her leadership at the JV level, and I was appreciative of that and holding players accountable and being a cheerleader for them.
Swing and a miss there for Kiera. One out. 0-1 the count. Excuse me, 1-1 the count here.
Yeah, sometimes you get so caught up watching the game, you forget to put the balls and strikes up.
Line in nice. Kugel. She's going to swat one foul, but playable and caught by the first baseman, Sydney Coker. And that will bring up Keegan Winger.
Number 14, Keegan Winger.
Winger, again, has played such a nice game defensively.
And just shows the importance of the underclassmen, you know, Keegan being a freshman, solid player. You know, our sophomores are definitely, you know, so the future of the program looks very bright.
She batted twice. Yep. Now she's going to pop one straight up to third, making the play there is Addison Levicka to end the inning. We will move on to the fifth. McDonald leads 8-0, puts another run across, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Welcome back to the sectional semifinal WIAA Division 5 softball action here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Mollica. After four complete, McDonald Lady Mac softball leads Athens 8-0. And Katie Ruff back in the circle, and she will fire in a strike for pitch one.
You know, and your Mac girls are showing why they're here. You know, they definitely are playing a solid game, for sure.
Driving one in and missing 2-0. Katie Ruff. Up to bat here is Jenna Hanschke, the junior. She struck out in the second. The DP bats for the pitcher, Diethelm. Low is Katie Ruff, so 3-0. Hanschke working her way into a hitter's count here. 8-0 McDonald. And they've just been solid all throughout this game. Hanschke showing bunt, and then she'll slap it right past the second baseman.
Right past Abby at second.
And Brezina will recover and pull it in, but a nifty piece of hitting there for Jenna Hanschke as she shows bunt and then just kind of slaps it between first and second.
Yep, just a little dribble there between, and so Abby wasn't able to get it right away.
And I believe, if I've scored this correctly, that is just the third hit allowed so far for Katie Ruff. Mm-hmm. Now Abby Diethelm, the sophomore, struck out in the third. She's back up, and she will take a hard swing and miss at the first offering from Katie Ruff. Katie's sitting at 8 strikeouts for the game. Her team with an 8-0 lead here in the top of the fifth. A bunt laid down. Keegan Winger will fire to first
nice
for one out, and Hanschke will advance to second. But again, a good solid throw. And 5-3 on the putout for Keegan Winger. And we just can't say enough about her solid defense at third. The freshman really has been impressive.
You know, and playing up till this year, she's actually been a catcher. And so during practices and stuff like that, they saw her talents with third base. And she's proven that, you know, that was the right move for her.
Paige Westaby, the junior left fielder, will tip one back into the fence for strike one. The runner in scoring position at second, Hanschke. But again, with McDonald's defense, that we credit Athens' defense, but the way McDonald's defense can play as well, too, it's going to have to be a really solid hit, probably, to score Hanschke from second.
And with the left-handed batter here showing bunt, you know, it takes the defense to shift. With the defense, they'll do a shift with that because the likelihood is that it will be hit.
A bunt dumped down. Keegan Winger will throw it a first for one out. Hanschke advances to third, but Winger again does her job as Westaby will advance the runner, but that is the second out of the inning, and I think that's probably a trade McDonald's willing to make here.
Absolutely. Getting that out, you know, because the likelihood here is getting that third out. You know, we got cattle, and so we're just waiting to get that last one.
Bringing up the top of the order here with Addison Lavica. She struck out in the first. Then a single in the third, advanced to second on a wild pitch. Watches what I thought was
good.
A strike,
but
is a ball. Again, it's
again,
a little
sometimes
low.
Sometimes depends on our vantage point, but oof, that looked good.
Two away. Runner on third for Katie Ruff. Popped up high, and that's going to come fairly close to us and hit the top of the McDonald dugout instead. See, the added thing is if it ever did come over the top near us, I'm hoping I could catch it, but if I took my hands off my papers, I think they'd blow away.
Papers would be go flying. Hey, but I'm not going to complain about that breeze. That feels amazing.
Oh, it's fantastic. 1-1 the count. A dribbler to Keegan Winger.
Keegan
she will glove. She will throw to first. The out is made, and Keegan Winger 5-3 on all three putouts in the third inning, in the fifth inning, rather, and McDonald goes into the bottom of the fifth, leading 8-0. We are back in 60 seconds. Sectional semifinal softball will go sports on Max TV.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports on Max TV. It is the bottom of the fifth, the Lady Max half of the fifth, as they lead 8-0 here in Chippewa Falls at Casper
Park.
What an
inning for Keegan.
Yes. I mean, again, all three outs in a variety of fashions, but again, three solid throws to first.
You know, and with Aubrey at first, too, her height definitely is a benefit there for that last one. It was a little bit higher throw, and so, but Aubrey was able to reach up and grab it and hold on to it.
Strand a couple base runners as well, as Athens. First pitch from Deedhelm is low, and again, the calls have been consistent with both.
Yep. That's good, though. I mean, because that's always tough if it's a wandering target.
Abby Brezina, the junior, her third at bat. She's had a ground out and a strikeout. Brezina, number six, the second baseman. 1-1 as Deedhelm drives in a strike. Bottom of the fifth with McDonald leading 8-0 in this sectional semifinal. Good to have you with us.
Low again.
Offered low from Deedhelm, 2-1 the count. Actually, Anna Hazelton is up. Excuse me.
I didn't catch that one either.
I saw five and thought it was a six. Anna Hazelton, a swinging strike. So this will be Anna Hazelton's first at bat. She came in as a pinch runner and scored a run back in the second.
She's the one of the three seniors, so it's good to see her in there.
2-2 the count. Hazelton watches a ball go by and works the strike count full.
So now it's got to be there for her.
Anna Hazelton, number five, the senior. Deedhelm struggle a bit with control at times. And she will miss.
Inside.
And Hazelton is going to earn her way to first with a great at-bat. Anna Hazelton works her way to first with a base on balls, and Kendall Heffler up for the third time. A walk, a base on balls, and a line out.
And Kendall itches to get on base to steal.
She scored two runs today. Heffler will
nice
butt, drops
ball.
It down beautifully
beautiful
right
ball.
In front of the plate. And she will advance both runners, and it gets by the first baseman, and Hazelton will go to third. Kendall Heffler dropped that one down 18 inches in front of the plate.
She's happy
just
about
spun.
That one. She's
oh,
loving that one.
What a beautiful bunt. How about that?
She's loving that one.
You know she's itching to get out there and run some more. So Hazelton advances to third, looking to score her second run of the game as Becca Byer strides back to the plate. She had a single the last time up, then stole second. No one out, runners at the corners. Deedhelm offers, showing bunt, pulling back, and taking second easily, Kendall Heffler. And again, McDonald has the game-winning run at second base here, leading 8-0 in the fifth.
Yeah, they just need to keep their composure and base hits and bring those around. And
Becca Byer, the lefty. She'll drive one right back to the pitcher, holding the runner at third and safe there.
Good job.
And so Byer's going to get to first as Anna Hazelton, the veteran base runner.
Wow.
And I thought the pitcher, Deedhelm, was just trying to hold her there and then make the throw to first. But instead, she threw to third and everyone's safe.
That was a great get back for Anna there.
So Becca Byer at first. I'm going to have to ask you how to score that one, if you're going to call it an infield single. But either way, bases loaded for McDonald, no one out.
Yeah, that would be. Sorry, the ump was talking on the bench, and so I wasn't sure what was going on. But bases loaded for Morgan.
No one out, and
prime
Morgan
opportunity
works.
For her.
Chance to possibly end the game. A low pitch from Deedhelm. And again, that sophomore, talented pitcher, but she's in a spot here. The bases loaded, no one out. Her team trailing 8-0 in the max half of the fifth here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Oregon Wirtz will watch one go by inside, and 2-0 the count. Just looking for plate discipline here is McDonald.
Yep, she just needs to be patient.
Needs two more runs this inning to advance to a sectional final. Golden opportunity here, but still some work to be done. Deedhelm wheels and delivers high.
You know, never take advantage, you know, because until that last out, you never take advantage, and you do what you need to do, and you keep working hard, and you keep doing what you know how to do.
Now Morgan Wirtz is going to have to force Deedhelm to throw a strike here. The sophomore in the circle winds and delivers. Got one in.
She got it high.
It was a high pitch, but again in that strike zone, so 3-1 the count. Deedhelm trying to fight her way back in here. Bases loaded for McDonald. No one out. Wirtz at the plate, the right-handed junior. Deedhelm delivers high. Take your base and an RBI walk for Morgan Wirtz. That will score Anna Hazelton as she scores for the second time today. Hazelton got on base, and Josie Witkowski is going to have a chance to end the second straight game here. No one out. I probably should find something Wood to knock on as they will conference again in the center circle here. 9-0 McDonald. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. No one out. McDonald has the bases loaded and a run has just walked in. Anna Hazelton, and just focusing on Anna for a second, one of those seniors, again, she normally comes in as a pinch runner, but how about this time, I mean, absolutely earning her way around the bases, forcing a walk with a great patient at bat, and then smart base running, takes third, and then, again, walks her way in off the patient at bat from Morgan Wirtz.
You know, and that's the importance of, you know, everyone contributing, you know, being ready on the bench, and if you're called in, to be able to do what you need to do. And Anna just showed that. You know, she was patient behind the, you know, with at bat and with her base running and getting back. She got a little dirty too there going back to third. So.
And how about that play as well too, because Anna Hazelton respected enough as a base runner. That's what loaded the bases up as the pitcher Deedhelm trying to hold her at third, but I guess saw Anna as enough of a threat that she made that throw to third and instead everyone's safe. That's what kind of led to this situation we have now.
Yep.
But Josie Witkowski, again, one of those seniors.
Oh, I'd love to see her do like she did on Tuesday.
The shortstop. She's reached on an error, a base on balls, and also a single. Strong performance here from Josie Witkowski. Bases loaded, no one out. Deedhelm, the sophomore, back in the circle. Wheels and deals, and swatted up high. A pop-up long run in front of the dugout, and the catch made, but tagging and scoring to win the game for McDonald.
Smart base running by Kendall.
Kendall Heffler wins the game on a beautiful diving catch on the foul ball, but Kendall Heffler, the smart base running, ends the game 10-0 in five innings.
McDonald showing their dominance, and I'm so proud of them. And Katie was just on fire in the circle, and they all work together.
And Josie Witkowski, not the way maybe we were calling for, but she ends the game again.
She does.
Fouls out to first, caught, but
she
Kendall
gets that
Heffler
RBI.
Scores, and she gets the RBI. Well, we've got a lot coming up in our Max postgame. We'll talk with Rick Beyer. But first, celebrating this one as McDonald moves on to a sectional final. We'll have it for you on Thursday, either here on Max TV, Lord willing, and if Val Knobloch's able to make that trip to Athens, or on WOGO Radio, depending on the outcome of the Chi High game. But in five innings, McDonald wins it 10-0. We'll step out and be back right after this. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Competition drives us to be our best.
We'll get back to Craig Toyson in just a moment. Thank you to Toyson Ford and so many others sponsoring our WOGO Sports broadcast on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. Run ruling again. McDonald this time in just 5 innings in a sectional semifinal 10-0 win over the Athens Blue Jays. And Kendall Hoeffler heads up base running, and we just saw from some of the youngsters, maybe that's one of the themes of this game, is the play of Keegan Winger, the freshman. And again, this takes nothing away from Aubrey Dorn and Katie Ruff and everyone else, but Keegan Winger and Kendall Hoeffler both had phenomenal games. We're talking about a freshman and a sophomore.
And they did, and they were on fire, and they were heads up playing. I mean, just, I can't speak highly enough for both of them, and the heads up base running and even the defense of Keegan. So it's, they came out to play, and they played, and they were dominant, and they showed why they're where they're at right now, and couldn't be any happier for them.
We saw Keegan Winger again, 5-3 on the putout 3 straight times in the only inning, the fifth, the only inning where Katie Ruff did not record a strikeout.
Yep.
And I believe, I'll have to double check, may have been only the second time, I think, that a runner advanced past first base for Athens. And again, that situation is where Athens had a chance to get some life back into this game and try to claw their way back into this one and certainly extend it to a full 6 or 7 innings. And instead, we saw just McDonald's defense shut the door.
And you did. And kudos to the Athens softball team. There's some talented players
there.
They'll
be back.
They'll be back. Absolutely. It's just what I was going to say is they'll be back, you know, and the catcher and the pitcher and just their defense all together, you know, they have some powerhouse, and kudos to them and congratulations on a good season. It's always the hard, you know, these are always the hard times when you have the lasts or the end of the seasons. They're hard, but, you know, as an adult, having played this wonderful game, you look back and they'll be joyful. You know, you'll have those great memories.
And for this McDonald team, I mean, I think in a way similar to what we saw with the boys basketball team last year, where they said, and we talked about this last postgame, Chris, that McDonald Athletics expect higher things than a lot of other programs do. And so it's not just reaching a regional final, it's winning one. It's not just winning a regional championship, it's moving on to sectionals, it's state appearances. And so we saw with that boys basketball team, it did not sit well with them, even as an 8 seed when they knocked off number 1 seed Clear Lake. It did not sit with them well when they went to Athens, ironically, and lost that game. And they said, next year, we want to make sure we're hosting this regional championship and move on from there. And we saw Adam Schilling and his team, a phenomenal effort all the way to a state runner-up finish this year because, again, a fire was lit under them because of kind of that sour taste in their mouth. And we may see that from Athens coming next year as well, too, with of course, they're going to have probably this McDonald team to contend with as well. But anyway, long-winded point to make that this Lady Max team went down to Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran regional final last year and lost. And that's something that they are not used to bowing out before the sectionals. The softball program is not used to that. And I think the level of intensity, but just focus that we're seeing from them is a result of that.
Yep, and they're cohesive, and they're definitely working as a team. And what a powerhouse with Katie.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just a powerhouse on the plate right in that circle right now. And that confidence that she's bringing in therefore then spills over to the defense.
And she shut out a team, Chris, that had scored 28 runs the first two games of the playoffs, and she shut them out.
I'm going to be honest. I was a little nervous. When I heard that stat, I was like, ooh, this could be interesting. And then, you know, we came and played our game.
And they barely put balls in play. Yeah. And again, the defense was tight when the balls were in play. And I think that's another thing, too. We'll talk with Coach Rick Beyer in a second. But just going back to some of those plays that Keegan made, when you have a pitcher that's that dominant, I think it's easy sometimes to be lulled to sleep a little bit on defense because you think, well, no one's ever going to even make contact.
Yep, definitely.
And they were ready.
They were.
Well, let's talk with head coach Rick Beyer here. McDonald 10-0 in 5 innings over Athens, advanced to Thursday's sectional final. Coach, congratulations. And Chris and I were just talking about the 28 runs Athens put up in those first two games. But you told me, with no lack of confidence before this game, there's no way Katie Ruff is allowing that many runs. She shut them out, and we'll talk about some of the other players, but I'm, again, 11 strikeouts last week in the regional final, 8 today. She's just absolutely dominant right now in the circle.
You seen her in the first inning when she decided to throw strikes. It was like boom, boom, boom.
Well, she struck out the side. Struck out the side in 10 pitches, I believe. 10 pitches.
Yeah, she said she didn't feel that nervous coming into this game. She figured she had it, and she went out and performed.
We want to talk as well about some of your younger players, and Keegan Winger is one who struck us today as her defense. I mean, for one thing, the only inning where Katie did not strike out a batter, Keegan Winger is responsible for all 3 putouts, but a phenomenal play that she made, and again, in a couple, maybe not danger zones, but a couple times when Athens had a chance to try to grab a little momentum back, and that play that Keegan made charging from third on a little foul, a bunt attempt, was just an amazing softball play.
And it was. I mean, she was full extended dive for the catch. You know, that's what, you know, people forget she's only a freshman and never played third before. This is her first season playing third base.
And she looks a natural. And so we talk about, again, the young players. Kendall Heffler was phenomenal at the plate. But I'll admit, while I was watching the final out to see if the first baseman actually caught it, Kendall's the only one who had her head in the game and actually scored to win the game. I mean, just heads up play by the sophomore.
She does that in practice constantly. So she always tries to get the extra base. So she knew what she was going to do. As soon as the ball was in the air, she knew she was going to score.
And some hard hit balls, too. And again, against a sophomore pitcher that's very talented in Deedhelm, but started to maybe lose control a little bit, too. I think your entire team just showed discipline and discipline at the plate, especially that second where you batted around 11 batters, I believe, just in that second inning.
Yeah, but it kind of took the wind out of their sails a little bit. And he knew Katie coming in. He knew she was a dominant pitcher because not many coaches down 7 would keep bunting like he did. He was just trying to get something going.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't do it.
Well, Coach, an impressive win, and I love saying we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Head Coach Rick Beyer will take another quick break. Lady Max postgame here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Lady Max advanced to a sectional final 10-0 drubbing of Athens here. And I have a message from some young ladies on the team going back to my home in Chippewa Falls.
Happy anniversary, Caleb and Lindsay!
Thank you guys so much. And thank you to my wonderful wife as we celebrate 9 years of wedded bliss here. And I appreciate you, honey, so much letting me do things that I love. Never things that I love more than you, but thank you for letting me do things that I'm passionate about and holding down the fort so often. Again, it's a beautiful night, and I'm very, very blessed, Chris, to have a wife who lets me pursue some of the things that I love like this. And man, doesn't get much better than a beautiful night. The rain never came.
It didn't. I was, you know, I went to golf sectionals and I was at Lake Wissota, and I was like a little worried because there were some sprinkles, and I'm like, okay, it needs to hold off. So it did great.
We'll see if we can get a few highlights, unlike the last game. I'll see if I can get a few highlights here before the end of our broadcast. But any more thoughts here? Again, moving on to a sectional final. We'll see who the opponent is. And usually when you finish off games this quickly, sometimes you don't know who your opponent is for a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, the competition gets tougher. But the way this team is playing, again, offense and defense. You've got a hot pitcher, but again, strong defense behind her, and the way they're swinging the bat, the way they're being patient at the plate, it bodes well.
And the base running.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if these girls play the way that they have been, there's nothing going to stop them, you know, and they're proud of them, and they need to keep working as a team and doing the things that they have been doing, and they'll take them far.
And again, finally, Chris, when you see this team and the journey they've had throughout the year, I mean, 17-6 now, 18-6 on the season, sometimes those six losses, especially the level of competition that Coach Beyer schedules for this team, that can really help. It can help you sometimes. I look at the Lady Max basketball team.
Absolutely.
When you're playing a Hudson team and you're down, I believe, Aubrey Dorn in that game, when you play high-level competition, it makes you so battle-tested for games like this at your own division.
And I say that, you know, I've often said it with even like basketball and, like you said, the girls and even the boys. Going in undefeated isn't necessarily a good thing. You want that loss. You want to know what it feels like. You want to be able to say, no, we can go out there. We can do better than that, and we can do this, and we can take the game.
And sometimes, too, again, feeling what it's like to see a game slip from under your fingers and slip out of your grasp, and to say, we know what that feels like and we don't want that feeling again, especially when it could end a season. And again, McDonald has been making sure so far in the first three games of the playoffs that no one's even close to that.
Nope, and that's good to see, and hopefully they keep playing strong and doing what they need to do.
Well, again, the path through the playoffs, 8-2 victors over a tough Thorpe team, a good Thorpe program in that regional semi, the regional championship, 10-0 over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, and then 10-0 McDonald winners in five innings in the sectional semifinal here in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park over the Athens Blue Jays. We're going to step out. We'll see if we can get a few highlights to recap this one. If not, we'll get the podcast up for sure for you later on this evening at WOGO.com. Chris, this is a lot of fun, and maybe we should keep on doing this. Huh?
I think we might have to. I don't know. I mean, my job as a photographer might need to, you know, take a little step aside, but that's okay.
Appreciate it. We'll take another break here and see if we can come back with some highlights as McDonald wins it and moves on to a sectional final. This is WOGO Sports on Max TV.